Everybody, we're going to talk about oneness today. Don't you love the title of this video, Oneness in a Nutshell? Because that's just perfect, isn't it? Isn't that exactly the way the mind works? It just wants to, it wants to go out and just understand everything and just put it in a little file, put it in a little nutshell, put a little with a little flag on it, with a toothpick, with a little explanation penciled in on it. I mean, it just wants to get everything just right, because it knows that when it gets everything just right, then the big event, you know, the big enlightenment event will occur. And if we've already had some seeing, then we're hoping it will occur again. And that this time, damn it, it will stay. You know, we're looking for this constant thing. Where is this constant thing? So awakeness in, or oneness in a nutshell. So the first thing we want to do is notice what we're actually doing, because this is oneness talking to oneness about oneness. See, oneness means that there's just one thing going on, which means that I have to be it, you have to be it, this has to be it, and it already has to be here. It already has to be fully in place. So if there's this oneness in place, and I'm not feeling like I'm part of the oneness, then what do you think is going on there? And what's going on there is just simply a case of mistaken identity, is that within the oneness, there is plenty of room for human beings to wander around in complete confusion and delusion. And we know this is the case because there's 7 billion of them doing it right here on planet Earth. I don't know what the numbers of awakened people are. They seem large when you get in non-duality and see, like, man, everybody's awake but me. But that's not the case at all. See, it's just, it's almost infinitesimal, whatever little tiny, I don't know if there is a percentage of the population, you know, that, unless you're quite a mathematician. So it is the rarity that within oneness there is clarity, because that's what we're talking about here, is we're trying to understand that if I'm disconnected from this oneness, and there is only oneness, then I can't actually be disconnected from it. There's some sort of occlusion, so that I don't understand that I'm connected with it. So I don't feel like, because that's what we're really looking for, is we're looking to feel like we're connected. Actually, we're also, I'll tell you, I don't know where about you, but I was also looking to see that I was part of the oneness. Like I expected everything to change, you know, that visually. And actually, there is a visual component to it sometimes, but that visual component doesn't last. That visual component, because it doesn't last, it rises and falls, it comes and it goes. We know that visual component to actually be part of what? A spiritual experience that is occurring within oneness. It has nothing to do with oneness. If we experience bliss when we have a shot of oneness or a shot of awakening, then that's what? That's a spiritual experience that's occurring within oneness. It arises and it falls, just like a daisy in a human being. It arises and it falls. It comes and it goes. Anything that comes and goes, we call an arising. And there are arisings within oneness. But there's no separation within oneness. See, there's the appearance of separation. If I look around my room right now, I can see lamps and books and a computer and videos and all this kind of stuff. I can see lots and lots and lots of things. But what am I actually seeing? What I'm actually seeing is oneness. See, there's just, because I can't see anything else. I am oneness. And I'm talking to oneness, and I'm living in oneness, and there's only oneness. And what happens, though, is that when we introduce the mind to oneness, when a human mind gets hold of oneness, it does what it does. It does its job, and its job is to slice and dice oneness. Chop, 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 chop. Chop it up, chop it up. And it's to chop it up so that we have something to talk about together, I guess. I mean, I don't actually know the great secrets of why any of this is. I just know that it is. That's what I know. So actually, the only thing that I know that it is. You can say I am. That's fine. But it just is. That's what I know. I don't understand what it is, but I know that. In order to talk to you about it, my mind has to slice it up and then spoon feed it to you. Because otherwise, I sit over here and I go, well, oneness in a nutshell. End of video. How about 10 minutes of that? I don't think that'd get too many views. Or if it did, I'd get some disgusted emails afterwards. I guarantee you that. So, there is just one thing going on. There's no separation. See, there's the sense here, or the sense there, I suspect. There's not so much the sense here, but there's a suspect that there's a sense there that you are a distinct human being, a distinct entity. But see, if there's only oneness, there's no room for a distinct entity. So, if there's no room for a distinct entity, there's no reason to even discuss the possibility of free will, even because it's just a moot point, because there's no independent entity. See, when I talk about a book, I'm talking about an arising within oneness. There wasn't a book. Somebody came along, wrote a book. Somebody published a book. Someone had those ideas. Someone carried out those actions. All of that occurred where? Within oneness. So I am oneness. You are oneness. And the reason that oneness is cloudy over there is because it's heard that it's brighter elsewhere. But it's not really brighter elsewhere until the concept of the fact there's not really brighter elsewhere, period, because there is no elsewhere. So what happens when we awaken up to the fact that there's no elsewhere is we really come back to the beginning. It's not like we advance down this lofty spiritual road. What really happens, we move backwards. We move back to what we've always already been, which is what's looking at the arisings, what's holding the arise. I don't mean that in the way of a watcher. It's okay if we want to go to a watcher as a mid-range understanding, but we certainly don't want to stop there. Because the watcher, if there's a watcher, there's a watched. And if there's a watcher and a watched, where are we? We got two different opposing points. Where are we? We're right slap back in duality. God, I can't do this camera thing very well. I don't, it's, there's too much oneness involved for me. So, this thing is of understanding that all these arisings are movements. See how that moves around and around from one extreme to the other. And notice that in every extreme, that there is the seed in the eye. In this case, there is the seed of the other extreme. So nothing remains, whatever. So if things are very bad, don't worry. This will pass. It'll get better. If things are better, don't worry. This will pass. It'll soon get lousy. It's just the way that it works, and it works on its own timetable with it for every arising. This is the reason that the world is not fair, because when I look at the world and I expect it to be fair and just and equitable, I'm always doing it from my position. And from my position, a fair and just world ought to be fair and just and equitable to me. But actually, things ought to be pointed in my direction. I ought to get what I want. You ought to do what I want you to do. But see, that's always coming from the center. There is no center. Help, help. I mean, hear me. There is no center. So the sense that I have to be willing to go with my experience, which is what inquiry and these other things are about, which is to explore if I can actually find a center. And if I cannot find myself, if I cannot find a center, if I cannot find that little tiny thread there somewhere inside this body that's got control or whatever, then I've got to start, then I can either continue doing that and stay in frustrated confusion and suffering, or I can begin to vote with my experience, which is, hell, I can't find myself. What if I'm not this? What if I'm not this? And that doubt begins to open doors for us, begins to open our eyes to the fact that, oh my God, there really is no separation. There are inquiries we can do to help us get out of this sense of containership of the body, and that's more in depth than this video is really intended to go into. What I want to do is just introduce you to the concept, to the living concept, that there is just oneness, and that when you cut on this video, you are oneness watching a video on oneness about oneness, and all of it is arisings occurring occurring to you, not necessarily the watcher, but to you, the knower. That's who it's occurring to. It's occurring to the knower. The seeker is the sought. It's occurring to the looker. So let's call this a wrap, and I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.